I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Retropod is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Drink responsibly.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. One Friday in June of 1940, in a southeastern village in England called Lee-on-Sea, the area's children brought home notes from school. The notes said that all children would be evacuated from the village that weekend. The schools would shut down immediately. One of those children to be evacuated was named Pam Hobbs, and almost 80 years later, she can still remember the day the note came home. Hobbs was 10 years old at the time. She packed her belongings into burlap sandbags. Then, she and her sister were placed on a train and sent away to the English countryside. Hobbs wouldn't see her parents again for 2 years. The sisters were just two of the millions of children in England who were evacuated from cities and towns during World War II. The mass evacuations, called Operation Pied Piper, were part of a plan by the UK government to keep children safe from German air raids while their parents stayed behind to help with war efforts. The move started in earnest in 1939, when more than 3 million children were removed from London and other cities in the first 4 days of evacuations alone. There, the children were safer from the German bombings during the Blitz that would ultimately claim the lives of around 40,000 British civilians, nearly half of whom lived in London. But the well-intentioned operation had an unexpected and terrible side effect. The separations left the children with long-term trauma that was in many cases as severe as if they had stayed behind and faced the bombs. In her memoir, Pam Hobbs remembers it as her first time knowing what it was like to feel unwanted. She and her sister were ultimately deposited 180 miles away from home in central England. They were lined up at a one-room schoolhouse with about a dozen other kids. Prospective foster parents inspected them and picked who they wanted. They gravitated towards the children who were more attractive or who could help out with farm work. Hobbs remembers them pointing to the child they wanted and saying, quote, "We want that one." Hobbs, her sister, and another child were the last ones to be chosen. And the sting of being passed over in that way was one of many of her unsettling memories. She lived with four different foster families during her time separated from her parents. A psychoanalyst named Anna Freud, the daughter of the famous Sigmund Freud, studied London children who had been evacuated, as well as those who stayed behind with their parents and witnessed the bombings. She found that for children under two, the immediate reactions to separating were especially bad. Freud co-authored a 1943 book called War and Children, writing, quote, "The child feels suddenly deserted by all the known persons in its world to whom it has learned to attach importance." In the first hours or even days of separation, some children couldn't eat or sleep. Many refused to be comforted by strangers. They clung to objects that reminded them of their mothers. One 17-month-old reportedly repeated the word mum for at least 3 days after being taken away from her mother. Mark Smaller, a Michigan psychoanalyst, said that separating a child from his or her family can lead to long-term impacts too, like a higher risk of depression, anxiety, the inability to learn, and other symptoms of post-traumatic stress. Pam Hobbs, who now lives in Canada, agrees. Even decades later, seeing the images of migrant families separated at the U.S. border brought painful memories flooding back. She said in an interview with the Post, quote, "You don't forget these things." I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Amy Wang for reporting the story for The Washington Post. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
Retropod is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka and WP Brand Studio. Dog Joe was the original Tito's distillery dog over 22 years ago. Her unwavering support inspired the Vodka for Dog People program. Learn more about other retro dogs at washingtonpost.com/Tito's.